obviously, you didn't anticipate having a quarterback competition in fall camp. What are you kind of looking for and expecting out of these guys who haven't had the kind of experience that you had last year at the position?
Oh, I mean, there's competition all the time. Obviously, we had a quarterback competition last year, so luckily the staff has been through quarterback competitions many times before, and so the goal is to try to get these guys in situations where we can play football and see how they can function. And I thought they did a great job today. I mean, we'll watch the film and look at everything. I mean, obviously that's going to get the eyeballs on the quarterback position first, but I thought overall this team competed really well today.
Is there a pecking order right now for the quarterback?
No, I think you just give them different, because, I mean, it is different when you have a veteran group in front. So when you're going with the 1-0 line, it's trying to give them enough time with that so that they can actually get some time, some protection. And then, you know, it's just what we expect the twos and the threes to make blocks too. So it's hard to do when you're going against a really good defense. And Jay's doing a great job with that defense. Today was a really good day for them. And so we just got to keep rolling. For the first day, I was really happy, obviously. I'm really pleased with the way the guys worked in the off season, and we'll just keep building on that. But we have a lot of work to still accomplish.
Do you have a timeline in your head for when you'd like to decide on a quarterback?
Yeah, as soon as we can. I mean, I know that we can wait until the first game, but we'd like to get it sorted out as soon as we can. But you know, that's you can't really put a deadline to it. It's not like we have to have this much done in day one, day two, day three. I just like to see them kind of go with the flow of the offense, and we can't just be all the focus is on them. We got a lot of different players that we need to get ready. We need to get our run game, get our O-line, get our tight ends and our receivers, everybody clicking. So that's going to have to be handled in the midst of everybody getting their part done too.
What are their strengths, all three of them? Can you just briefly tell us?
Yeah, I mean, they all can throw the ball. So that's a good strength for us. And let's just see what their best throws are and the decision-making that they can make. So that for us, we want to put them in that position to make tough decisions, and going against a really tough defense is going to make it hard for them, but that's, I think it'll make it better for us in the long run.
Trayson and Bear appeared to run with the first-team offensive line. Are they the top two right now?
What's that?
Trayson and Bear.
Well, I think everybody got rotation. You guys only saw part of it, but, like, yeah, we did a lot of team stuff today, and everybody got we're able to rotate with the first line.
Are you going to give Bear, as a true freshman, equal first-team reps as McKay and Trayson?
Yeah, I thought we balanced it out. Really, actually, with Emerson in there, balanced it out and gave everybody reps. You still have to put them on a pitch count. You know, just because you have a competition, you can't expect the quarterbacks to just throw their arms out trying to win the spot. So it's all within reason and with the right timing, using our sports scientists and gauging their fitness, and also the status of their arm is going to be the key. So what kind of throws are they making? Are they throwing, I mean, we put a lot of pressure and torque on their shoulders, things like that. We have to factor all those in, and luckily we have the resources that give us a better gauge of it.
Coach, will you ever go live in a B to come up with your 2D compared to past years with all the talent you have coming in this year?
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to come up with a 3D that can play. You know, that's a... I've said it, I want everybody we want to be able to feel like we can play with everyone that's on our roster, and that's what we're trying to get done. Obviously, we got to narrow it down to who gets the most reps in the preparation for game one, but right now we're trying to see what we have talent-wise, and I like the talent, I like the speed, I like the strength. We just got to keep working on it. It gives us some time to acclimate to the situation when we don't have pads, and so we can get to see the way the guys run around. It's been really nice, though. So, but, yeah, it's not real football yet, but we'll get there.
What were your thoughts on Retzloff landing at Tulane?
Yeah, it's awesome. I mean, I'm happy for him. And obviously, you guys know I love Retzloff and appreciate all that he's done for us. And we'll be cheering for him and wishing him the best and love him.
Will you ever go live because of the quarterback situation, like pulling off the green jerseys?
Well, with the quarterbacks?
Yeah,
I don't know. Maybe I'll consider it. Because you asked.
We've
done that before. We're scheduled for two right now. We may come up with more. I mean, for me, it's something that I want to be able to look at where we are as a team, and then maybe having some hybrid scrimmages where maybe some of the guys go live and the others that we feel like are proven don't have to. But LJ Martin still needs to break tackles, and I don't know how to get ready for a season then. Sparring, and so scrimmage or sparring sessions for us, and there are some risks, but I think you just need to see him kind of get fresh with you know, just like, it's like riding a bike. Have you ridden a bike in a while?
E-bikes now.
E-bikes, yeah. So, yeah, the same with me. So we're in the same, once you get on it, you can kind of get a good feel for it, you know.
But
and
wear
then,
a helmet now.
Oh, yeah. For me, a face mask, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, was everybody here that you expected to be here, personnel-wise?
Yeah. I mean, as we're looking towards the reps, I mean, the problem is that there's probably four deep that need a lot of reps, and we had to do a lot of team stuff so we can get a good look at all of them, and even the new ones coming in. So I'm really excited about the new talent that wasn't here in spring, and the way the guys developed in the off season, they did a great job.
Will you be at 105, or will you be over that number?
We're going to be over that number because they're allowing us to. So, but I also want to ensure that we're doing it within reason, because we still have to work with Title IX, with the numbers in the athletic department. So, working closely with Brian on that. And, but we were ready to go with the 105, but when they gave us, a little bit of a little bit more breathing room, then we'll do that. But it's got to be within reason and make sure that we're doing the right thing with Title IX numbers.
What kind of difference does it make to have a healthy LJ Martin this year? He was struggling for injuries early last year.
Have you seen him? He looks great. It's like he's you guys saw him in media days. He's speaking more. He's becoming a leader, and he's really comfortable in the offensive system. And so he's got a lot of experience, and it's good to watch him, coaching the other guys, Sion and coaching, Enoch and those guys. So it's like, I'm been really, really pleased with the way he's matured and the way that he's become, even to his role as a leader.
Having guys like LJ and Chase, who've been in the program for a while, how's that helping the quarterbacks with their comfort level and getting adjusted to the playbook?
Well, definitely helps. I mean, it helps that you have receivers that can kind of help the quarterbacks out. I mean, we have great, capable coaches that can do that, but it's also nice having the receivers that know that we don't have a veteran throwing the ball. We have some guys with experience, especially in our offense, but it helps that you're not breaking in a bunch of new guys. And then the guys that are actually here are very capable and talented. So that's going to be – it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this camp.
It's your 10th, I think, ball camp.
Right? It is, yeah. As a head coach, yes.
As a head coach, yeah. Here at BYU. What do you feel like the ways that you've changed and the way your program has changed since that first one?
I'm still learning. I mean, I'm open to – trying to find ways to get better as a coach and as a person, and I think I have a lot of resources, a lot of people that are around me that can help me get there. So I'm still trying to find ways to improve and trying to find ways to get better as a person and as a coach. And these players made it a lot easier for me to get that done.
What were your initial impressions of Andrew Gentry now that he's fully cleared and back?
Yeah, he's a stud. He's a great leader, and he is an amazing talent. So it's good to have him here playing for us, and it's nice seeing a guy that big that can move like that, and he has a lot of strength and ability, so it's going to be fun to see him, playing for us to tackle.
Do you feel like you already have your top fives already established in offensive line?
No, I feel like we got nine that can start for us, and let's see who the 10th is. Let's see who the 10th, 11th, and 12th is, and then let's see if who the best five are. But I think TJ's got a lot of weapons. I mean, he's done a great job prepping the O-line. They've done a great job with the leadership that's around them. It just helps that we have a lot of guys that have experience, but guys that are capable of being starters if their number's called.
What do you like about
last question?
Defensive line turned over similar to the O line.
Yeah.
What do you see early on from them? What do you make of the guys you brought in?
Yeah, I mean, they're doing a great job, and having Sione work with them. I know we lost some guys, but I feel like we in a lot of ways we were able to get better numbers and bigger bodies and kind of what we're trying to get done with our defense. Sione knows what he wanted to get done, and he brought him in, and these guys are going to be really good for us. And then it helps having Gary and Chad and those guys there. So K-Pop, all of them doing a great job. They're not short of coaches, I can tell you that. So that's a good sign, and it's good that we can have some specialized coaching, especially for the guys that are still young and up and coming. They can improve in a lot of ways in the next 2 weeks.